The Gemara says in Yevamos on Daf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, when it's discussing the process for a would-be ger, you have to first try to ensure that sincerely you try to convince them. However, once he decides, then you can insist on converting, so you give him the bris milah right away, so not to delay the mitzvah. And then when the bris milah heals, he's immersed in a mitzvah to complete the geirah. So it's a major machlokas rishonim, and they ask the following question. Logically, would it make sense to do the tefillah first and then the milah? Why? Because after you do the milah, you gotta wait sometimes to ensure everything's healed properly before you go to the mikvah. If you go to the mikvah first, you do the tefillah first and then the bris, so then you could hop in right away. So what's the reason why we do milah before tefillah? So the Rashba and the Ritva say that milah has to be before tefillah. It's not just coincidental. It's a necessary prerequisite because you got to remove the tumas akum, the fact that the person is not a worshiper, and you have to remove the impurities. So therefore, and in fact, they say it's a prerequisite, and if you do tefillah before milah, it's like tovel v'sheretz biyado. Yeah, it's like immersing in it, withholding an impure creature, and therefore the tefillah is no good. So they hold that the order is ma'akev, the Rashba and the Ritva. And the Ramban disagrees and says the order is not ma'akev. You know, you could do it anyway. So why does the Gemara say to do it milah first? That's because we want to make sure he's really serious. So you do the most difficult, because, oh, big deal, do the tefillah, now forget about it, I'm not doing the milah, you nuts. So therefore, we want to make sure he's serious first, but if the order is reversed, it's still a go. That's a machokas to Ramban versus the Rashba and the Ritva. So the Gemara tells us, Ayin Chesam and Aleph, we know, as we mentioned before, that when a pregnant woman converts, a tefillah is effective for the fetus. And therefore, there's no tefillah required. They don't require any tefillah for to become Jewish. And the Ramban says, that's his raya, that we see the fact in that case, first, that according to the Ramban, that you're not fully converting until after the milah. So we see it did first the tefillah, then the milah. So we see it's not likuva. That's his raya. And the Rashba disagrees and says, the Gemara is only talking about a female fetus. However, in the case of a male fetus, the mother's tefillah is not effective, he holds, and therefore you got to do first the bris milah and then the tefillah. That's the shitas of the Rashba. The Ritva and the Ra say no, that since it's impossible to do a bris, so therefore it's like a din of a isha, and therefore that becomes Jewish. And there's no need to perform a bris. Of course, you do a bris for the milah. So it comes out, according to the Ramban, the mother's tefillah is good, whether it's a female fetus or a male fetus. And you finish the conversion after birth upon the bris milah, and that's his proof that you can do tefillah before milah. According to the Rashba, the Gemara is talking about a female fetus, so that's it. But for a male fetus, it's not good. You have to do milah, and then you do tefillah. He's sticking to his milah before tefillah guns. And the Ritva and the Ra'ah say, normally that is the requirement. Over here, as it already became Jewish before at the time of the mother's tefillah, because it didn't have a female gear, and therefore it's no problem with the milah and tefillah. Of course, he would agree, you have to go ahead and do the bris milah, and this touches on enough for now, but a whole modern technology, you know, that gets into the shaila of what's considered, what's your relation to your mom? Is it that the conception, or is at the birth. It's mashma that we see, even though so that'll be part of, that'll be the shaila is from our case of a pregnant woman that she conceived as a non-Jew and she was pregnant and the baby was born as a Jew. So some want to bring a raya that birth is the koveya. Others want to say, no, I mean, it's not raya, you need both. But it's not that, depending how you learn the machlokes here, the Ramban versus other, whether the child is actually born Jewish or not. Are you finishing the conversion or it's just a mila l'shem mitzvah? We'll have to get into that discussion another time.